Blog Talk Radio. give myself away. I give myself away so you can use me. I give myself away. I give myself away so you can.
Come on, let him know.
I give myself away. Give myself away so you can use me. I give myself away.
What would happen if a generation embraced this? Come on, tell them.
Here I am. Here I am.
Give myself away.
To you I belong.
Give myself.
He saw the best in me. When everyone else around me could only see the worst in me. I wish I had a witness tonight that he saw the best in me. I guess I'm the only one got this testimony. When everyone else around me could only see the worst in me. Can I tell y'all one more time, one more time? I said he saw the best in me. When everyone else around could only see the worst in me. I wish I had a witness tonight. All I need is one. Hey!
He saw the best in me.
When everyone else around me, yeah.
Can only see the worst in me.
Does anybody have that testimony? When Bob walked you off, said you would never make it, what did he see?
He saw the best in me.
When everyone else around me, yeah.
When everyone else around me,
can
only see the worst in me.
Can I tell y'all one more thing? I just need to tell you one more thing. Listen to this. See, he's mine, and I am his. It doesn't matter what I feel. He only sees me for who I am. Does anybody know that tonight? Oh, see, he is mine, and I am. Said it doesn't matter what I did. See, he only sees me for who I am.
Help me sing it.
Yeah, girl.
Said that he is
mine.
Amount to anything. Said that you would never end up being anywhere. But Myron, tell him one more time. What did he see?
He saw the best.
When mama said you would never be nothing. When aunties and uncles said that you would never amount to anything. When daddy didn't come home anymore.
at you and say that you are going to make it. God looked at you, and what did he see? What did he see? Yeah, yeah. Is there anybody in here tonight that's so very thankful that God did not write you off, that he did not throw you away, that he picked you up?
Amen, amen. Good morning, good morning, good morning. First, give us God, who's the head of my life. Welcome, welcome, welcome to World Gospel Connection, where your host is myself, Pastor Kashima Douglas, and my guest today is Apostle Shar. Get ready to hear this word from this phenomenal woman of God. Get your pen, your papers together, because there is a word just for you. Father God, we ask you to come on this morning and have your way. Excuse me, less of your daughter and more of you. Let the ones that need to hear, hear. In the mighty name of Jesus, Holy Ghost, it is your way. And we're here to hear it. In Jesus' name, amen. Remember, the number is 563-999-3628. Press 1 to speak. Or if you need prayer, don't forget, we want to give a shout out to all the countries that's listening in. United States, Canada, Brazil, Ghana, Zimbabwe, Paris, Italy, the list go on and on. Thank you guys for tuning in. We know that sometimes you can't openly praise God like we can, but know that on this side of the globe that we are praying and interceding for you. You're not in this fight by yourself. I'll repeat that. You're not in this fight by yourself. You have people on this side of the globe that's praying for you. People, God, you have to understand, some countries, it's not safe to praise God. It's not safe to even say his name. Think about that. You can just walk a child and say Jesus and get arrested or killed. Just that simple. We must pray for the people. We're praying for the homeless, the ones that's incarcerated, the ones that's sick, the ones that's mentally sick, the ones that's physically sick, praying for the doctors to be the police, the EMS, the security guards, the nurses, even the politicians. We must pray for them because it's a time for change. There's a shift that's going on in the atmosphere of people of God. We must, on one accord, to fight the enemy. Spiritual warfare is real. It is no joke. You can't keep living off of me, mom, big mama prayers. It's time for you to have a relationship with the Lord for yourself. It's time for you to spend that one-on-one time with just you and him. You don't have to speak in tongues. You don't have to know all books of the Bible. Just start with one scripture or a couple of scriptures a day. So learn the word for yourself. So can't nobody tell you that's not in the book when you know it for yourself. It's time. The Lord is on his way back. And you need to get prepared. When was the last time you completely surrendered to the Lord? Think about it. When was the last time you had a conversation with him? Exactly. Spend some time with the Lord today. People might be dependent on you. That my little short soapbox moment. Remember, the number is 563-999-3628. Press 1 to speak. All if you need prayer. We're going to go to a musical break, and we'll be back.
Too many storms have passed your way, and you're all washed out. 'Cause it rained on your parade. Seems nobody cares about you anyway. Now you're living your life like a castaway. Search for strength inside, was it all in vain? Cause the deeper you dig, you find more and more pain. Don't let your tomorrow be like yesterday. Cause I spoke to God, I called out your name, and on your behalf, I just asked if he would be there for you. Never have to live a lie, never have to wonder why. Never want for nothing, you're always satisfied in the peace that his arms will provide. He will erase any guilt or shame, any bad habit you got, you won't want to do them again. Yes, we all can change, I can testify. See, I spoke to God, I called out your name. And on your behalf, I just ask if he would be there.
Worse, just be blessed. Let him
Amen. Amen. Be blessed. Do not lose focus. Well, I'm not going to prolong the time. I'm going to introduce the song, present to others, the woman of God, Apostle Shar. Good morning, woman of God. How are you?
Good morning. God bless you. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, ma'am. We can hear you very good. I'm going to relinquish my stand. I'm going to go on mute. The floor is yours, and I'm ready to eat this morning.
Amen. Thank you so much, Pastor Ishima, for this invite. To all of those that are listening on this morning, God bless you. Thank you for taking out the time to listen. Let's just go before the Lord in prayer, and I just want to share a word that God has placed in my spirit for you. Father, we bless you. We honor you again for this day. Truly, we declare that this is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Right now, I take authority over this atmosphere. I take authority over this time, and I just submitted and committed to your presence, oh God. Holy Spirit, have your way in this atmosphere. We arrest anything that is not of you, and we rebuke it in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We bless you and we honor you, Father. Prepare our hearts to hear your word, that we will not just be hearers, but doers of your word. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Again, good morning. God bless you. As I was seeking the Lord for direction, preparing for the new year, Holy Spirit dropped one word in my spirit, and that word was restoration. Now, at that time, I didn't even realize that one of the meanings of the Hebraic New Year, 5783, or for us, 2023, was actually retribution, restitution, and restoration. Just one of the things that this new year represents. Over the years, I believe we would all agree that the church has gone through many changes, or we could say transformations. But in particular, if we just go back just to 2019 up to now, we would all agree, I would have to say, that there's been much warfare. But listen to this, there's even been divine disciplining. We don't like that word, being disciplined, but the word of God tells us that whom he loves, he chastens, even as a father disciplines his son or chastens his son. God does that for his children, and we really did see that in 2019 up even until today. I really believe that COVID-19 was allowed by God. God didn't send it, but it was allowed by him, and it was a tool that he used to reset the church and to bring her back into alignment with its eternal purpose and intent. I know that we have gotten off track. The Church of Jesus Christ has gotten off track because we've gotten into celebrity. We've gotten into trying to please individuals because we want platforms. We want someone to know our name. But God says, I'm going to reset my church because I'm coming back for a body that is without spot, blemish, or wrinkle. And so in order to do that, there has to be this reset. And so I believe that God used COVID-19 as a tool to begin to do that. When we look in the book of Psalms 105, verses 14 through 17, I want to read that out of the New King James Version. It says, he permitted no one to do them wrong. Yes, he rebuked kings for their sake, saying, do not touch my anointed ones and do my prophets no harm. Moreover, he called for a famine in the land. He destroyed all the provision of bread. And then verse 17 says, he sent a man before them, Joseph, who was sold as a slave. I want to read that 16th verse out of the Passion Translation. It says, so God decreed a famine upon Canaan land. Just the first part of that verse. First of all, we need to recognize that God is the only one that can call for a famine. Now, I know that's a very bold statement, but if you look throughout Scripture, you will see that it was God that allowed that. He called for it because of something that he was doing. That famine was attached or tied to judgment and our word restoration. So when we look at the scripture here in Psalm, this famine was a setup for what God was about to do in Canaan, ultimately, that would impact Israel. And that's why I said I believe that God used COVID-19 as a tool, and we could say a famine he used as a tool to bring, yes, judgment, because judgment always begins at the house of God first. So that judgment, but it was not to leave us in that place of judgment. It was ultimately to bring restoration, even as he was doing for Israel. You continue, we all, I'm sure if you've been in church any period of time, you know this Joseph sold into, first of all, hated by his brothers, eventually sold into slavery. Once he's there and he begins to rise to prominence, then he is falsely accused. He's in prison for something that he did not do. And so he goes through situation after situation after situation. But the Bible says that God sent him ahead so that Israel could be restored. And I'm paraphrasing when I say that. As you continue reading through Psalm, you understand that he had to stay there until it was time. The word of God says, until that word was tried. So when it was time for him to come forth and to be put in place, then he is then brought back on the scene. He is promoted. And the only person in Egypt at that time that was greater in power and authority was the Pharaoh himself. Why? God restored him because he needed to be in position for what he was ultimately going to do through Israel. Remember, God always had to preserve that seed because Jesus was coming. And so you need to remember that as you are going through things, as it seems like it's unjust, it's unfair, and it very well may be. But what I want you to see is on the other side of it, there is restoration. That word restore means to put back to a former, original, or normal condition, to reestablish. It means to make it like it was intended to be. Not just make it like it was, but like it was intended to be according to God's original intent for your life. Have you ever considered that there is a specific reason why you exist, that purpose, that you are not just here because your mother connected with your father? That is not what you were, that's not, I mean, we know, naturally speaking, that's how we came about. But God's purpose for you was for something greater. And so as we go through life, as we're dealing with the various things that come up against us, we at a certain point have to have a reset. Restoration has to take place. If it doesn't, we will begin to lose heart. If it doesn't, we will stay disconnected. If it doesn't, we will never finish the course that he has intended for us. And so restoration is something that God has always programmed within our life journey. Don't ever be so discouraged by what's going on that you feel like God is not in control. Don't ever be so disconnected or discombobulated by your circumstances that you feel like God has lost control, because he has not. And there is a restoration, a reset that he has postured for your future. I wanted to look quickly at a story about Abraham. When you look in Genesis 20 and it begins to talk about the journey of Abraham going to that place where God says, I'm going to send you. You don't know anything about it. You don't know what it sounds like, but I just want you to go because I'm taking you somewhere. And we're very familiar with the story. He goes, he's presented, he comes before the king of Abimelech, and he asks him, what is the relationship of Sarah? And he says that Sarah is his sister. And so she has been taken into King Abimelech's harem. In Genesis 20, verses 6 through 7, Abimelech has a dream. And it says, and God said to Abimelech in the dream, yes, I know that you did this in the integrity of your heart. In other words, you took her in because you thought this was this man's sister. But God speaking to him, because God is a just God, he says, for I also withheld you from sinning against not Abraham, but sinning against me, my God. Therefore, I did not let you touch her. And then he says something very interesting in verse 7. Now, therefore, restore. In other words, turn back the man's wife, for he is a prophet. He's a spokesman for me. When you restore him, when you give back to him what belongs to him, then my spokesman will pray for you. That's how important restoration is. There are some things that are held up, some things that cannot be pushed forward until restoration is in place. And once it's in place, it then becomes the responsibility of the one who has been restored to pray for that circumstance, to pray for that individual, to pray for what's going on around them. In other words, you need to intervene. You need to interpose yourself between what's trying to happen, interpose yourself between what is happening so that God can bring that restoration, so that the door is now open, so that the healing has taken place. And so he says, I need you to restore her so that my prophet, the person I have put in that position, the person I have called for this time, they can then in turn pray for you. And what is that going to do? That's going to bring restoration to you, because as the verse continues, he says, he will pray for you and you shall live. My God, that word means live literally, have life. Not only that, but you will continue. Listen, it means to be restored to health. There are many today that are suffering, that are bound because restoration has not been extended to them. That spokesperson has not prayed. That spokesperson has not intervened. And so that individual is still in a place of death. So once he says, once you restore, once you put back and give her back to her husband, and he begins to pray for you, then life can be released to you. You can be restored in your body. You can be restored in your finances. You can be quickened. You can be brought back to where you're supposed to be. Look at how the progression of this thing. So it's not just about me being blessed. It's not just about God working on my behalf, but as God is doing that, in turn, it is blessing others. In turn, generations are being released. In turn, God begins to do a work that we many times feel like or may not even believe ourselves that it can be done. But God says he will pray for you, and when he prays, life is going to be released. And then he continues in verse 7, but if you don't restore her, know that you shall surely die, you and all who are yours. That word die literally means destroyer. And so if prayer is not released, if restoration does not come, the only thing that can be left or that is left is the destroyer. Once the destroyer is released, chaos will ensue. If I don't pray for them, they're going to stay in that place of death. If I don't pray for them, if you don't pray for them, they can't be restored. Death came in as a result of sin. Death came in as a result of the disconnection from God. So restoration had to come, and that restoration was in the form of Jesus Christ. The Word of God tells us in 1 John 3:8, for this reason, the Son of God was manifested, amen, to undo, loosen all that the enemy had done. You have been sent to bring restoration. You have been established in that company. You have been established in that friendship. You have been established in the marketplace where you are, so restoration can come and death can be released away from them. That's why you're there. The chaos has been released. The chaos is running rampant, but you have come to bring restoration so that their lives can be better. You are placed there to bring the hope that they don't have. You have been placed there. They are coming to you. They ask you the questions. They're drawn to you because life is in your mouth. Life is in the things that you are saying. Their life is tied up in you praying. Their life is tied up in you understanding who you have been called to be. So if you don't restore her, he says to King Abimelech, then you will stay in the place where the destroyer now has authority. Think about certain situations and circumstances that are going on. Think about the fact that the authority that the enemy has is because restoration has not been brought forth. And that restoration is in you. I'm not just speaking to pastors. I'm not just speaking to ministers. I'm speaking to the body of Jesus Christ. Restoration is in you, and God has given it to you to bring to others. And so if you don't restore her, you will surely die. The Spirit of the Lord is saying that if my prophets, my apostles, my prophets, my evangelists, my pastors, my teachers, my psalmists, my minstrels, my spokespersons at every level, if are not restored, amen, if they are not restored, then they cannot pray. They cannot intervene on the behalf of those who need the help, our families, our churches, our ministries, our communities, our states, our regions, our nations are being held by a spirit of death. The destroyer is running rampant. The destroyer is having its way because the people of God, the church of God, is not walking in a place of restoration. And so it has been my assignment this morning to release the sound of restoration, to decree that you are to go to that place, go back to what you were intended to be, that it's time for you to come out of that place of bondage. It's time for you to come out of that place of, I don't know what to do. It's time to come up out of that place that I'm helpless. I'm okay under the circumstances. Take that out of your vocabulary. You are not called to live under the circumstances. You are called, amen, to reside and to operate in those heavenly places. There is a position that is there for you. That's what restoration comes to do. Restoration comes to remind you of who you are, not once you got saved, but who you were spoken in eternity. That's what restoration comes to do. That's what restoration comes to release in you, what he decreed in eternity. And so my assignment has been to come to release that sound of restoration. Jesus said in Luke 4:18 and 19, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. Not just talking about finances, that one who is poor in spirit, that one who has no hope. The Spirit of the Lord has empowered me. He has smeared upon you the ability to bring them up out of that place of poverty, mentally, physically, however poverty has grabbed a hold of them. You have been anointed to bring them up out of that place. It goes on to say, he has sent me to heal, that is, make whole, the one who is brokenhearted, that person who is bruised, who is shattered. You have been smeared upon. You have been anointed to bring the deliverance, the healing that is needed. So there is no, they are no longer bruised. They're no longer shattered. They're no longer caught up and tied by ungodly soul ties. They're no longer caught in situations that they want to be brought out of. You have been assigned. You have been anointed to bring them up out of that place. Amen. To preach deliverance, freedom to those who are captives. Think about those individuals that are caught up in situations and they have no hope. Look at the world. Look at the condition that the world is in, where people, where you have young people that are killing themselves. Every day you see it on the news. Every day you read about it, you hear about it. Young people, all of us growing up, I'm of an age when I was growing up, there were bullies. When you were growing up, there were bullies. I can't tell you of one situation where I knew where someone was bullied and they killed themselves as a result. But there is a spirit that has been unleashed in the world where now people are captive. They are bound. They don't know how to be free. They don't know what to do because restoration has not been brought to them. So they are in captivity. The reason there's so many issues about who I am and I don't know if I'm this or I'm that. I was born one way, but I really feel like I'm somebody else. Why? Because they are captive to a mindset. They are captive to demonic mindsets and thought processes that would rob from them who they were created to be. But you and I have been smeared upon. We have been anointed with an authority that will bring them up out of that. Jesus says, I've been anointed to do that. And because he was anointed to do that, I speak to you today. You are anointed to do that as well, to preach deliverance to those that are captive at every level, and the recovering of sight. In other words, the restoration to that one that is blind, not just physically, yes, but that one that is blind to the things of the spirit, that one that is blind to the gospel. The word says, if the gospel be hid, it is hid to them that don't know. It's been covered. The enemy has covered or blinded the eyes of those that don't know Jesus to keep them in that place of darkness. But you have been anointed to bring forth recovery, to bring them out of that place of blindness. That's what you are called to do. It's far greater than preaching behind a pulpit, even though that's a great honor. But you have been called wherever you go every day, whatever part of society that you have been called to, you have been anointed to bring the light of the gospel. I'm not talking about carrying a Bible saying. The Bible says in John 3:16, I'm saying through your life, I'm saying through the anointing and the authority that you walk in, you can bring restoration to that one who has no light, who has been blinded in the spirit, who has been blinded in their understanding. I speak to you today that you have the authority to restore them to that place and the understanding of who Jesus is. The scripture goes on to say, to set at liberty. In other words, to put them back to a previous position or condition. What is that? That's a restoration. Amen. To set at liberty them that are bruised, that one who has been crushed. Life has crushed them. Life has told them that they're less than. Their circumstances have spoken louder to them than the God that is on the inside of them. You have been anointed to bring them up out of that place of despair. You have been anointed to let them know that there is something greater, that there is someone who is greater. That's why restoration is so key. That's why restoration is so needed in our world today. And then verse 19 says, to preach the acceptable, that is the approved year of the Lord. That's what you and I have been anointed to do. That's why we must be restored. You need to understand that someone else's future is in your belly, waiting to be released. They are waiting to be released by the word of restoration that you will speak. When you aren't restored, then you won't operate effectively in your realm of authority, and we all have a realm of authority. When we are hindered, we are thus hindering others. And so I came this morning again to declare restoration, first of all, to you. Whatever it is that has held you bound, whatever it is, that blindness that has been over your mind, over your spirit, over your understanding, I speak release this morning. Whatever it is the enemy has told you you can't do, that word of I'm less than, I'm not good enough, I pull that down right now in the name of Jesus, and I declare to you that you are restored. I declare to you that you are better than your circumstances. You are greater than the thing that you are going through right now. The late prophet Kim Clement always said this, I see myself in the future and I like what I see. He would say, I see myself in the future, and I look much better than I do right now. I come to declare to you right now restoration, that your future is now. Speak your future now. I see myself in the future, and that future is right now. That future is a moment from now. And I look much better than I do right now. Wherever you are, whatever it is that you're dealing with, that you're dealing with, whatever that is, I speak release. I speak restoration. I'm speaking to that person who God called you in eternity to be. I'm not speaking to you. You might be in a situation right now. You might be without a job, without a car, without finances, but I speak to who you're called to be. I call you into what it is that you're supposed to be. And so I break off of you those chains and the bondage of being limited. I break off of you those chains of not enough. And I call you into the place of the authority that God has created you to be in. I speak restoration. I say, be restored. No longer, or from this moment forth, begin to declare who you are according to the word of God, not your circumstances. Take out of your vocabulary, I'm okay under the circumstances. You are not under circumstances, but the word of God says we are more than conquerors. So that's who I'm speaking to this morning. I'm speaking to those who are more than conquerors. I'm speaking to those who understand that there is a greater on the inside of you that has been waiting to be manifested. Listen, Esther was in a place that she was an orphan. Amen. She was adopted by her cousin. She was raised up, and then she was taken into the harem for the king. When it was time for her to come on the scene, God removed Vashti and put Esther in her place, that one who had really nothing, that one who had no rite of passage to the throne. But God made that way because of what he had called her to do. She, like Joseph, had to be in place. So when it was time for the people of Israel to be set free because of the death decree that would be released over them in the future, God moved Vashti because it was time for Esther to assume that throne. Because ultimately, I told you, he's preserving that seed that was to come, Jesus the Christ. Listen, God has called you to a place of authority. God has called you to a place. So that's why I'm saying, see yourself in the future. Esther did not see herself. Hadassah did not see herself as Esther. She was an orphan girl, but God had called her to something greater. Joseph, who had been in prison, God had called him to something greater. See yourself in your greater. See yourself in where God is taking you. See yourself in what you were created for. Restoration to you. Whatever your situation is right now, I speak restoration. Whatever your mindset is right now, I speak restoration. Whatever your circumstances, I want you to know that the greater one is calling you up to what he has created you for. And so I want you to begin to shift from that mindset of not enough. I want you to begin to shift from that place of not enough. And I want you to posture yourself to be used by God. I want you to make a determination today. Lord, what will you have me to do? What are you calling me to? There is greater. There is greater. There is more. And I want you to begin to prepare yourself for the more. That looks different for each and every one of us. But whatever that looks like for you, I want you to begin to write it down. I want you to begin to pray into it. I want you to begin to write down some decrees and begin to speak that over your life every day. I want you to begin to take it like you would if you had a prescription that says take 2 times a day, take 3 times a day as needed. Whatever that particular prescription is, we follow it to the T. I'm speaking to you today as a doctor in the spirit, and I am giving you a prescription, and I'm telling you, take it as often as you need it. Every time you feel defeated, every time you feel less than, every time it looks like it's not going to work out, I want you to begin to take out those decrees and speak over your life what you know God has called you to be, because this is a time of restoration. Amen. God bless you, Pastor. I'm going to turn it back over to you at this time.
Amen. Amen, Apostle.
a few things stood out to me because you were so accurate about the destroyer is at running rampant on the earth. We used to hear our grandmother say, Jesus is on his way back several times growing up. Even my mother used to hear that. But time is showing that he is literally on his way back. It's yes. time for us to get in position and to get in place because, like you said, if they're drawn to you, restoration is needed for you to help to deliver them. Some people don't know. You know, a lot of people think you have to know all 66 books of the Bible, that you have to speak in tongues to have a relationship with the Lord, and that's not true. He wants you to surrender to him so you and him can have a relationship. So once you understand a relationship with him, isolation is needed sometimes. And, you know, when you're chosen, I say this all the time, many are called, but a few are chosen. Well, when you're chosen, you go through pure hell in that journey. But it's for a reason God isolated you. I thank you so much for coming on and delivering what the Lord told you to do. I'm honored to have you on today and for you to take time out of your schedule to do what he just said that we needed to hear. Father, I ask you to give back what your daughter gave out to your people on today. Let them understand that it is time for restoration. I ask you to bless her family tremendously, Lord, from the crown of her head to the sole of her feet. Bless her husband, her children, and everything that's connected to her, Lord, as you continue to give favor over her life. In Jesus' name, amen. Apostle, let the people know how they can reach you if you have any upcoming events, any books, or if they just want to hear a word from you or connect with you. How can they reach you?
Thank you so much, Pastor. Thank you for that prayer, first of all. I can be reached on Facebook just under my name, Char Fields. I can be reached on Clubhouse. You can connect with me under my name, Char Fields, as well as I have a room every Thursday evening at 5 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 7 p.m. Central, and 8 p.m. Eastern. The name of the room is A Seat with the Apostle. Again, that's every Thursday evening, so this evening, 5 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 7 p.m. Central Standard Time, and 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We'd love to have you join us. If you want to connect with me as far as for ministry engagements or any type of invitation, my email address is acfkingdomministries@gmail.com. acfkingdomministries@gmail.com. My number is 213-537-5013. Again, that's 213-537-5013. You can reach me on Facebook. Again, you can send me an inbox or in Clubhouse. You can back channel me if you want to connect with me for whatever the particular reason might be. Those are ways that you can connect with me. I love what I do. I love God's people. And so any way that I can assist in doing that, I would be happy to connect with you. I do a Zoom every Sunday afternoon at 2:30 p.m. Again, I'm on the West Coast, so everything would be Pacific Standard Time on various subjects. And I am available for conferences, for training, whatever it is that's needed. So just reach out to me again. Just reach out and say hi. If you were blessed by just the snippet this morning, just let me know. I love to connect with the people of God. So, again, thank you so much, Pastor, for this opportunity.
Amen. Amen. Remember, if you didn't get the information, you can always go back and listen in, or you can text me, 832-519-7646. I will connect you with Apostle Shaw. It's not about me. It's not about her. It's about kingdom business, teaching Amen. And helping the ones that don't know the Lord to show them how they can get to them. All it takes is one person. Remember, a just man falls seven times. It's not about how many times he fell, but he got back up. God loves you. He's right there with you. Don't ever think you're alone because you're not. We are here to encourage, inspire, and uplift you on a daily basis. If you want to reach out to her, please let me know. I would definitely connect you. You can go to Worldwide Gospel Connection on Facebook, or you can text me at 832-519-7646. again, it's not about me. It's not about her. It's all about glorifying God. It's time. The shift has happened. Now it's time for you to get in line and stand up and take your position. Put your armor on and get ready to fight, because spiritual warfare is real. And we are seeing that on a daily basis. Thank you so much, Apostle, for coming on. I'm not going to prolong your time. I'm honored to have you on. Guys, listen, connect with the woman of God, because I'm telling you, it's life-changing for you. If you need a push, you need encouragement, she is one of the women of God that will help you. We're going to go to a musical break, and thank you guys for tuning in.
I love you, Jesus. I worship and adore you. Just want to tell you, Lord, I love you more than anything. Yeah. Just want to tell you, Lord, I love you more than anything. I lift my hands in total adoration unto you. You reign on the throne, for you are God and God alone. Because of you, my cloudy days are gone.
Thank you.
I can sing to you this song. I just want to say that I love you more than anything. Yeah.
I lift my hand in total adoration unto you.
Come on, say it. You reign on the throne.
You reign on the throne, for you are God.
Grateful, Lord.
I can't.
to go into the word of the Lord and share with you from 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 17 through verse 19. 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 17 through verse 19. And the word of the Lord reads as thus, and it says, "For the time is come, the judgment shall begin at the house of God. And if it first began at us, what shall the end be of them that obey not the gospel of God? And if the righteous scarcely be saved, where shall the ungodly and the sinner appear? Wherefore, let them that suffer according to the will of God commit the keeping of their souls to him in well-doing as unto a faithful creator." I want you to repeat this after me. Righteousness and holiness is still required. Righteousness and holiness is still required. In this particular chapter of 1 Peter chapter 4, in a brief synopsis, it deals with the grace of God in the Christian's suffering. What is suffering? Suffering is the unavoidable and inevitable trials and tribulations that one must face in this Christian walk. We most commonly call it trouble. Many of us are facing trouble all around us. Trouble that we've never seen before. But the Bible said in Job 14:1 that a man that is born of a woman, he is of a few days and full of trouble. Our consistent prayers are about the things that we're going through. But the text tells us here in verse 12 of 1 Peter chapter 4. The Bible said, "Beloved, think it not strange concerning the fiery trial which is to try you, as though some strange thing happened unto you. But rejoice, inasmuch as ye are partakers of Christ's suffering, that when his glory shall be revealed, ye may be glad also with exceeding joy. If it be reproached for the name of Christ, happy are ye." So what you are going through, God has allowed it in your life. We can't take away the fact that you're dealing with the vicissitudes of life. But God has left in his word, in Psalm 46:1, the Bible said that God is a refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. But something has happened to us in the church. What do you mean, woman of God? It seems that a spirit have come to deceive us in this hour, that because we are going through trouble and because we are dealing with our trials and tribulations, it causes us to think, just because you're going through trouble, that we can just come to church, clap our hands, shout and dance, sing in the choir, preach the gospel, that we can live any kind of way. But we must understand in this house that the devil is trying to deceive his people, the God's people. He's trying to make us say that God understands our heart. But I read the Bible when the Bible told us, God said in his word, that we must understand when we know what's right to do and we don't do what's right. The Bible said it is a sin. James 4:17 said, "Therefore to him that knoweth to do good and doeth it not, to him it is a sin." We've got to be careful in this hour because we're going through things we don't understand. We're going through trials and tribulations. God does something. He said, I'm getting ready to destroy Sodom and Gomorrah. He said, save Abraham. He said, I'm coming to you because you will teach your children how to live right. You will stand for what is right. But Abraham, I'm getting ready to destroy Sodom and Gomorrah. And Abraham asked God, if there is 50 righteous, will you save the city? And God said, if there is 50, I will not destroy it. Then Abraham, he began to ask the question, if it lacks 5, will you save 45? And God said, yes, I'll save Sodom and Gomorrah if there's 45. Abraham said, but God, if there's only 30 righteous in the land, will you save the land? And God said, if there's 30, I'll save Sodom and Gomorrah. Abraham said, but if there's 20 righteous, will you save the land? And God said, yes. Abraham said, what about 10? If there is 10 saved and righteous in the land, will you save the 10? And God said, yes. But the Bible said that God sent the angels to go into Sodom and Gomorrah to destroy the city. It went down to 10 righteous. Woman of God, what are you telling us tonight? I know you're waiting on God to bring you out. You're waiting on God to turn it around. But God is calling for righteousness. God is calling for holiness. If the Lord started having a conversation with Bishop Charles Harrison Mason and asked him, should I save the church of God in Christ? Should I keep them on the face of the earth? I can hear Bishop Mason say, they are 6 million strong, but I believe that 6,000, if you would save the church of God in Christ, because 600,000 are righteous. I hear God said, yes, I'll save the church. If there's 350,000 that are righteous, will you save our church? And I hear Bishop Mason said, I started this church on holiness. I started this church on righteousness. And I don't care what they are doing, but I recognize we got to go back to what we know. We got to go back to his holiness or hell. We got to go back that I got to live right. Not just on Sundays, not just at the convocation, but I got to be holy on Monday, holy on Tuesday, holy Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. I got to go back. And I heard the Bible tell us that we've got to go to a place where righteousness exalted a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people. Righteousness and holiness is still required. We got to live holy. Yeah.
My God, my God. The overcome scripture is Romans 10:9. If you declare with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. There's no certain way you have to surrender to God, a certain prayer that you have to say, but say it from your heart in what means the most. Remember Romans 10:9 says, if you declare with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. That's all God wants to hear from you, not anybody else, but from you. If you choose to surrender to God, congratulations. No, it's not going to be easy, but I'm here to tell you it's going to be worth it. Welcome. Put your armor on and don't take it off. the first thing I'm here to tell you to put on your helmet of salvation and keep it on, because the enemy is definitely going to try you. Now you surrender your life to Christ. He's going to go for what you love the most to get you off track. I'm going to tell you three keys that can help you since you surrender your life to Christ. One, get you a Bible. Excuse me, read this King James or NIV. Get you a Bible. You need to know the word for yourself. Two, find your church home. If you want to come on here and go visit anybody or connect with them, let Apostle and I know. We will connect you to that man or woman of God. You're also welcome to join the Abba House at 3 p.m. at 3029 Wayne Street, Houston, Texas, 77026 at 3 p.m. 3029 Wayne Street, Houston, Texas, 77026 at 3 p.m. Three, the man or woman of God that you're under must walk and talk the same thing. It must line up. They can't be preaching the word of God if they're not living the word of God. If you don't know, understand what I mean, they can't be preaching to trust God and live on his word and they in the club twerking and turning up. That does not line up. Get your Bible, find your church home, and make sure the man or woman of God that you're under is living what they're preaching. It is very critical because you don't know who's depending on you and waiting on you to get right. Somebody's life is dependent on you shifting in this season. We don't know the day nor the hour when God will call us home. My question to you, are you ready? Are you prepared if the Lord said, come, it's time to go? Will you hear, well done, my good and faithful servant, or you will hear, depart from me? Ask that. Ask yourself that. Remember, the blessed all is here if you need it. You can text me at 832-519-7646 and say, Pastor, I need some blessed all. Send me your address. I will mail it to you. It is free. It's no miracle soap, no miracle water, miracle towel. It's blessed all that I make and we consecrate it. It is free. No judgment. I don't care if you have a pastor or covering. If you want it, you're welcome to, it. Apostle and I pray over this all, and you're welcome to it. Core gifted body scrub is still available. You can reach me at the same number, 832-519-7646. If you want the body scrub, we're on Square as well, Core Gifted Gifts. Also, we're still feeding the homeless. If you want to be a part of that, you can sow into WGC 2020, excuse me, or the Abba House, both Cash App. Remember, it's all about glorifying God and helping one another. We're not here to judge. This is a no judgment zone. But we're going to tell you the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. If you don't know the Lord, we're here to help you what you don't understand. You're not alone. Keep standing on the word of God, reading and studying the word for yourself. Download the app on your phone, your tablet, your laptop, your TV. And if you're not a big reader, listen to the Bible. Put your headphones in and listen to it so you can begin to download that word for yourself. It's not easy. I say this all the time. The Bible says many are called, but a few are chosen. Yeah, the many might go through little road bumps and here or there, but I'm here to tell you the chosen go through way more hell. I'm going to talk about Kashima so you can say saved and sanctified in the church. This is real out here. Spiritual warfare is real. The woman of God said it's time to restore people. It's needed. People are drawn to you for a reason. It's something in you that something God put in you would draw people to you so you can help them and guide them in the right direction. Yes, I know I get lonely. Trust me, a proper walk is a lonely walk. God put you in isolation to rebuild you and put you together the way he wants you to be, not the way people think you should be. Remember, praying for someone, P-R-A-Y-I-N-G, and not praying on them, P-R-E-Y-I-N-G, it's a big difference. It's okay if they walked away. It was needed for you in this season. Hold your head up. Stick your chest out. Make sure you have your armor on from head to toe. And know that God loves you and he's always right there with you. Remember, he will never leave you nor forsake you. Everybody's not the same. Stop trying to be who you're not. If they walk a different way, that's them. That's their calling. That's their life. You walk the way God called you to be. You are beautifully and wonderfully made in his image. He made you the way he wanted to make you. He put in you what he know you could handle. Just because you don't preach like them, talk like them, read like them, walk like them, that's okay. Nobody's the same. There's only one you. Love yourself in order to help someone else. God doesn't care what you did last night. I don't need, I can't judge you. Y'all know my testimony. I'm a second-degree felon. I can't judge you. Sold drugs, gangbang, pimp women. I can't judge you. And I'm not here to judge you. But if I can inspire you and let you know that there is someone that loves you, that always loves you. Yeah, four kids out of where, like, tatted up. But God loved me to save Kishima. See, I had a praying grandmother on my side. Everybody don't have that. And that's okay. You didn't have that. But you have someone now here, well, apostles and the men and women of God that come on here, that can help you, that can pray with you, that can guide you. There's midwives that's here to help you as well as myself. It's time to stand up and take your position, sweetheart. It's time to stand up and know who you are. Know who you are and whose you are. Let me correct myself. God see you. He hear you. But it's time for you to spend that time with just you and him. Get in a room, close the door, put some worship music on. Talk to the Lord for yourself. He wants to hear your voice. He heard me, moms, big mamas, grannies. He heard Gigi's. He's heard all their prayers for you. He want to hear your voice. There's no specific way you have to talk to him. You can talk to him just like I'm talking to you. Remember, overseas, they can't openly talk to God like we can. But you have the opportunity to establish that relationship for yourself, to break those generation curses that's been held on your family, that's been bound on your family. Again, I can just speak on Kishima. I'm the first pastor, getting ready to be the first apostle, woman pastor in my family. I'm the first author in my family. I'm the first millionaire in my family. I'm speaking that into existence. I'm breaking generation curses in my family because I know what we've been through. Now it's time to break it in your family. You was put on here for a reason, maybe not to preach, maybe not to prophesy, but you was put on the earth for a reason, to glorify God. Maybe just to sit there and hear someone talk and you encourage them and tell them, keep pushing. God got you, sweetheart. He's always been right there with you. He's standing there with his arms wide open. We talk about the one with the issue of blood touching the hem of his garment. Honey, I'm jumping on his back. God, I need all of you. Tests you've been through, that you're going through, is just that, a test. Remember, the weapon may form, but it will not prosper. The storm won't last always, sweetheart. It's just a roadblock, a hump in the road that you have to drive over. Stop being afraid to step out. That's when we get messed up. We get afraid from stepping. Step out. One day at a time, one step at a time, like a newborn baby. But it will be worth it. If you never need us, you can reach out to Apostle and myself at 832-519-7646. If you just need to someone to pray for you, or just need to hear somebody for you to vent, or just need sound counsel, we are here. That's what God called us to do. And the men and women that come on here are here to help you. Remember, it's not about me. It's not about Apostle Douglas. It's not about the rest of them. It's all about glorifying the word of God. Nobody walk and talk is going to be the same. But what it's going to be, it's going to be genuine from God. See, we come from the hip. We'll tell you the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. I have the band-aids here to help you get cut and going through the truth. We have the band-aids here to put you back together and tell you it's going to be all right. Get back up. Try again. I know I'm different, and I'm okay with that. I was made different for that reason, and you was made different for that reason as well. But hold your head up. God gave you another chance to get it right. You're above the ground and not underneath. You still have your ability to talk and walk and preach and listen to the word of God. Keep pushing. God got you, and we are here always if you need us. 832-519-7646. Remember, join us every Sunday at 3 p.m. at 3029 Wayne Street, Houston, Texas, 77026 at 3 p.m. You guys have a blessed and phenomenal day. Don't forget to spend some time with the Lord. Play your scriptures on your phone. And trust in what he said, not what man said. That's what we need to understand. Trust what the Lord said. And watch him do that just for you. Have a blessed day.
With all of my heart, yeah, with all of my heart, yes I will. And I won't leave to my There may be people listening at home. I want to talk to you for a second and just let you know that situation is too big for you.
Yeah, yeah.
You can't handle that. You know what you need to do? You need to turn it over to the Lord right now. Wait a minute. If you're at home, you need to find you a secret place. Turn it into an altar. Get down on your knees. Lift your hand. Open your mouth. Throw your head back. And just begin to call the name of Jesus.
Yes, sir.
Jesus. Call him Lord. Lord.